Garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates eating people? Dead people coming back to life? People turning into weeds, for Christ's sake? I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Welcome to DWN Productions THC Podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at boygob.com. Hopefully you are watching on the YouTube page.
Hello.
Because then you'll see
welcome
why I laughed.
To the DWN THC Podcast.
Oh shit. So I guess
this needs a bit more time to breathe, Tom, old chap.
Hey everybody, welcome to Joe's coming out party. We appreciate you guys being here.
We'll get to that.
So what's with the wine, fruit?
I've been too broke to go buy beer.
So now you're a wino? You can't go get some natty ice?
Mm-mm. Believe me, I'm really fucking broke right now.
So where'd you get that wine from? Was it some cooking sherry you found under the Texas-shaped pasta?
It's Lisa's. Shh.
You need to borrow $20, dog?
You just buy a couple of shirts, baby. We're good to go. Okay. Nobody else seems to be doing that.
I know, you throw that stuff out there. Like, hey, about to get busy. Get your orders in. Crickets.
Yeah.
Crickets, crickets.
But I guarantee you, I'm going to be busy next week. but that's okay, because the first will have passed already, and I'll have been more fucked. But everybody's going to contact me on the same day. Say, bro, can you get this done for me by Wednesday? I don't fucking know.
I mean, taxes will be easy to do this quarter.
But
they always are.
The positive on that for them is I'll be so broke, I'll need to take their fucking orders. Yeah, I'll get it done. Yeah, I'll get it done.
Speaking of which, we'll get to that comment at the end of the show. I got a good chuckle. Speaking of which, head on over to DWNProductions.net and buy something, you fuck.
Yeah, and while you're at it, go by fastcustomshirts.com and
buy the Boy Gob shirt.
Buy the Boy Gob shirt. Yeah, buy whatever. Just buy some stuff. Buy some shit. You need shirts. Everybody needs shirts. You know who needs shirts? Your cousin. Your cousin needs shirts.
That fat guy who never wears a shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give him a fucking shirt.
Or is always wearing the same shirt over and over. Or buy some fucking offensive shirt for your grandma to wear. That'll be funny.
Everybody knows they know that one big fat fucking guy out there when he fucking lifts up. He doesn't even have to lift up his shirt. His fucking belly just hangs underneath the shirt that he's wearing. And it's not like he's wearing a 5X. He's wearing like, why are you wearing an XL shirt, you big fat guy? You can feel the breeze, yet he's still letting it hit the bottom of his gut. I don't get it. Just wear shirts that fucking, they make them. Believe me, they make them.
Yeah, they do.
Or you can go to the fucking outlet mall and go to the big dog store and get all those novelty t-shirts and fucking 8X. You remember Big Johnson? You remember those novelty shirts? You're the t-shirt guy. You should know about all these novelty shirts. He was the fucking nerd guy with like the poof or red hair. And he was all around like cartoons of big titted ladies.
I'm well versed in t-shirt lore.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, for that, we have to go back. Let's step further back into the 80s with the No Fat Chicks t-shirt, which I don't believe would sell as well now.
I think it was a sticker to begin with.
Yes.
A bumper sticker for Vans. It was part of the vanning culture and the vanning community.
But to go even a little bit further than that, let's say Life's a Beach. That old standard of a t-shirt. That was a good one.
Huh? Joe, you keep on trucking.
Yeah, keep on
trucking. It's another sticker.
I'm the boss.
It's funny, you don't look Italian.
Oh, no. What the fuck was I going to say before we got on this tangent? I don't know. Oh, so there's a shirt on the site that used to sell really well that I don't believe would sell well now. And that is the old school shirt, and it has the hammer and sickle on it. It's a red shirt with yellow ink.
Post it and see if it does.
Well, let's see. Why not, right?
Or you can go back to 2013 when you said Putin for president.
Yeah.
It didn't age well.
Yeah.
At least I got a screenshot of it, though.
Remember when... our old buddy Jean-Claude Van Damme played a Ruski.
Do I ever? Mm-hmm. What movie was that again?
I can never remember. Never think of it. Hey. Why not?
You should put that on his shirt.
Putinsky.
I'm still waiting. You know, you'd have an order.
One.
Well, I think somebody said they'd buy it.
You.
Yeah. So, hey, Joe, how was your week?
Uneventful.
Oh, yeah? Uneventful.
Yeah, last week... there was 2 days that I couldn't go to work. One of them, it was very, very cold. And I tried one day, and I scraped off all the ice off of the windshield. Of course, I don't have heater in my truck or defrost. Oh, got in the vehicle, started driving, but it started drizzling. And as soon as the drizzle hit the windshield, it would freeze. So I was fucked. So I guess I'm not going in. So, but the thing is, the benefit, which isn't really a financial benefit, is that I got to watch a few movies. And this is sort of a movie podcast at times.
Mostly Spider-Man, though.
Yeah. Unlike other weeks, I've actually got some movies to talk about, Tom. But hey, fuck man, that. How was your week? I'm glad
to hear it. I found out some upsetting news. Those fucking Ukrainians, they dubbed over Paddington's voice, those pieces of shit. You believe that?
I do. I do believe it.
You know? I hope they get theirs, Joe.
Me too. I mean, who's to say they're good people? Look where they live.
Eastern Europe.
Right. Fucking crazy.
So that guy's a nut, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He sure is.
Yeah, whichever one you're talking about.
The guy who dubbed over Paddington's voice.
Yeah.
I think they called him the Ukrainian president. It's crazy times in the world, Joe.
It is.
Crazy times.
It is.
So, what did you watch?
I watched continuing the Severin All the Haunts Be Ours box set.
Is this the last one?
No.
Shit. Well, you got to keep track of this for when you watch the last one and then rank them. So we can actually give this box set a recommendation or not, because this is taking fucking months.
Okay, well, this one is called Lake of the Dead, and this one doesn't even belong in the box set. It's not a folk horror movie at all. It's like a Scooby-Doo mystery. Some friends go stay at a cabin that's by a lake of the dead. And there's some folklore, I guess, to that, but not, you know, shit. It's just like some dude killed his sister and her lover there because he wanted to fuck his sister. Not good.
Who was he? Ukrainian?
Yeah. Where was this one from? Who cares? It sucked. But then, like, there's the legend that if you get into the lake, you're going to get pulled in or whatever. And the guy that killed his sister, he's still around there in a ghost form. He possesses you or whatever. But spoiler ahead, it turns out that one of the girls that's there on the trip, her brother's the one doing the killing because he wants to screw her. So it's history repeating itself, but they figure it out and they stop him. I don't know. This is from Sweden or I don't know. One of those countries, you know, where they were
neutral
and shit. not good, man. This movie, it really was putting me to sleep. Nothing happened. Nothing continued to happen. And it sucks. Like I said, it doesn't belong in this box set. I feel kind of ripped off by Severin on this one. I'm going to do the math and see, like, how much money do you owe me back? Because this is not a...
it's rubbish and belongs in the bin, mate.
It is. You know, it's, and you know, in this movie, they don't call it torches, you know, flashlights, because they're not in Britain. But if they were in Britain, they would.
What, was this its own disc with its own case for this movie? Or is there another movie on this disc? Is it one of those?
This one, let me see. Yeah, this one has two movies on it, I think. Yeah.
Are there some that it's like just that movie and special features and shit like that?
Yeah, so this one,
okay,
I didn't even bother looking at the special features. I think this one was just commentaries.
So how big is this fucking box set? You have it by you?
No, it's in the room. Gives you all something to look forward to next week. I'll show you this box.
Like, I don't give a shit about it or anything, but I seen it in passing, and isn't it like over $200 or something?
I don't remember what I paid for it, because, like, I bought it maybe, you know, when they first started selling it, pre-orders or whatever. So it took several months to get to me, and by then you even forget you ordered the shit, you know, and it just shows up in the mail. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
I ordered this all Blu-rays.
Yeah, wish I had the money now instead, but
someone will buy it. It's out of print.
What?
Make sure you keep those slip covers.
No, I think they just solicited another batch.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
are they all Blu-rays?
But it doesn't come with like the extra shit that you got, which was some stickers and some junk. Yeah, they're all Blu-rays.
Are any of them 4K?
No.
All right. Is it a nice box?
Yeah, it's cool. It's a cool looking set. So this movie, wherever this is from, like Amsterdam or Sweden, it's considered to be one of the best movies ever made from that country. So what's that?
They only made three.
Yeah, probably. Somebody told them at some point, "Yeah, just stop making movies already. This shit sucks." Yeah.
Fucking pricks.
Skip it. Skip it.
All right. I watched Dominion, prequel to The Exorcist.
Mm.
Have you seen this one? Because you said you've seen the beginning in theaters.
Is this the one that's the beginning, but with just a few extra scenes?
Yeah. So from what I looked up, they did Dominion first, but they said this isn't scary. We need to add scary shit and blood in it.
Like some wolves or something.
No, I mean they're in both of them. We'll get to the fucking hyenas. And they said, hey, get that fuck who made Die Hard to make this Exorcist movie and get rid of the guy we had. I think the guy who directed Dominion wrote Taxi Driver. And the guy who directed the beginning directed Die Hard. McTiernan? So I can't remember, dude.
Same guy that directed Predator, maybe?
No, he wrote Taxi Driver. He didn't direct it.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, whatever. this one's better. It's not good, but it's better. Do you remember last time when I was like, man, those fucking CGI hyenas, I'll tell you what, they should at least had a fucking puppet head in at least one shot or something. Well, Joe, they did in this one. And it fucking sucked. It was one of the worst things I've seen in a while. It just made it more jarring, though, because it was just all these shitty CGI hyenas. And then it's just one fucking close shot of like a hyena head turning, like, and then its eyes light up red. It was like, what the fuck? Just use the fucking CGI hyenas. If this is, it was rough. If you're going to watch one, Beginning or Dominion, do Dominion. It's okay. It's got some good stuff. It's got some real shit in it, though.
You're also not losing out at all if you decide not to watch either.
That's also correct, Joe. So, in closing, better luck next time.
So I guess you got to move on to The Exorcist, the series now.
Well, Joe, actually, there's a movie called The Ninth Configuration, which is supposed to be the actual sequel to The Exorcist.
No, it's not.
It is.
It is written by John Peter Blatty.
William. Billy.
As William they call Peter him. Blatty. Yeah. That directed three, right? Did he direct three?
He did.
Yeah, and he wrote The Exorcist, and he wrote a bunch of other shit that nobody's read.
Except you. Because you've read Killer Twinkle Kane or whatever the fuck. Twinkle Killer Kane.
Yes.
So in this one, unfortunately, Stacy Keach stars without a mustache. So it's hard to watch this movie, Joe. It looks like something that would be shown on MeTV. It has like an old TV show look, and I did not care for the look of it at all. And it had like that old shitty kind of comedy that's not funny at all. That maybe your grandparents would go like, oh, I need a seltzer now, or some fucking stupid shit. But it had some okay stuff in it. I would say this is a very middle of the road, kind of okay-ish movie. And the motherfuckers who made Shutter Island owe these guys some money. That's for sure. I mean, it's not fucking hard to tell the fucking twist of this movie, but somebody owes somebody some fucking money.
Well, I don't even think that's the first time that twist has been used. You know, I think it's used in a bunch of old timey flicks too.
Somebody owes somebody some money, Joe.
I remember digging it when I watched it, but that was like in junior high school maybe. So it was a long time ago.
You're a fucking old man, Joe. This came out in 1980.
Yeah. Well, Stacy Keach, he's a doctor. A doctor of the mind, you see. Asylum. And there's a lot of vets in there, you know, vets that have gone crazy from the war and all, you know. War.
What are they?
War. Not for these people. That's for
are sure. They crazy, or do they just not want to do military shit anymore? And they're pretending to be crazy.
Who knows? Are they pretending to be something else entirely that they're not, Tom?
And why is this a sequel to the fucking Exorcist one of the fucking fathers was in the fucking Exorcist playing a different character, but the astronauts in this fucking one played by a different guy? And then Tom Atkins shows up.
Yeah.
It has some good thoughts that are brought up. Some good ideas are brought up.
Like astronauts and stuff?
Like astronauts and stuff. And space Jesus and what have you. Right. Like the good and evil. Why does God exist if all this evil happens? But what about the good? Doesn't that mean it has good ideas? I don't know if it's executed so well. I'm glad he made this movie before he made The Exorcist 3 and got some practice, because The Exorcist 3 is fucking awesome.
That's a good movie.
It's probably the best Exorcist movie, even better than Disco Exorcist. Sorry, but I said it. Exorcist 3 is better.
You know, this movie could have been as good if it had George C. Scott, but it didn't.
But it had what's his nuts, Joe Spinell or whatever the fuck. He shows up in it.
The sweaty old fucking coke, Joe Spinell.
I think the guy from Bad Dreams.
There's a bunch of recognizable faces in the flick. You know, a lot of B characters or whatever.
It was funny as shit. Lori, she watched some of it, and they got to the part with the biker gang. And Lori's like, look at that guy. He's a mole wearing that kerchief. And fucking like 5 minutes later, he's trying to rape a guy. That came out of fucking nowhere. Weird. So if you want to see the fucking old white bearded man from The Walking Dead have the fucking cult leader from Bad Dreams try to cram his fucking dick in his mouth, Ninth Configuration's the movie for you. That ending was a little too for me. It was just like, looks at it, freeze frame, we're out. Could have done something a little, just like him smiling or something, and then you see the taxi drive away, not fucking dun, 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 dun. Mass song starts fucking playing.
I think it would have been better if he woke up and he was in a space capsule the whole time.
He never freaked out.
All right.
Yeah, it's all right. I would say give it a watch. It has some good ideas, but it's not executed the best. And there's a lot of fucking monologues in it. So knowing that fucking Billy Pete Blatz is a writer, that makes a lot of fucking... Why couldn't you just put it in like a fucking beer mug? Because you had to put it in a glass. Like you could have drank... You could have poured it in old beer bottles.
A wine.
Yeah, you could have put the bag around the bottle and just did that.
Being
classy,
man.
You could have put that beanie hat on. It would have been great.
This is our 308th show, so... Something like that. Who knows?
Long in the tooth. Well, Joe, those are the two religious movies I watched this week. What did you watch?
Well, speaking of monologuing, I watched The Tragedy of Macbeth. This is a 2021 Apple original movie starring Denzel Washington and Frances McDormand and a bunch of other people you may have recognized from more recent movies, but I don't know who they are. Tom, you're very well versed in Shakespeare and his works. You know, you having been in drama throughout high school and partially in college. You know,
So I did take one semester of the acting one, drama.
Mm-hmm. Drama.
And I said, hey, man, when are we going to learn to build shit and stuff like that? And he was like, you fucking idiot. You wanted technical theater.
Yep.
So they switched me.
Yeah, you want to do set design and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to act.
Tom Martino as Titus Andronicus. If you know the Macbeth story, but most of you may have had to have read it in high school. And shit, they've done several adaptations of it for film. But this one, it's one of the Coen brothers that's doing it. It's really stylish. It's done in black and white. And you could tell that the guys behind it had taken quite a few courses in technical theater. A lot of sets, you know, that make use of the lighting and shit like that. It's a great looking film. The performances are good. If you're into Shakespeare, you're going to want to watch it. I recommend it. It's a movie, so they cut about like an hour out of the storyline, but that's okay. A lot of that shit, soliloquies and stuff like that. Maybe somebody will make a super cut where they splice in the soliloquies from the ninth configuration with this. And, you know, that's the thing, the super cuts, Tom.
The fan edit, as they call it.
With the whatever, I'm not buying any of them. Yeah.
Well, Joe, since not so many movies go to theaters anymore, these B and C tier movies tend to go directly to streaming platforms, and they try to make it a big deal. Like last week when we had the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Correct.
Well, this week, you know what Netflix did?
I don't.
They followed it up with a homecoming. But not just any homecoming, Joe. Madea's homecoming. Even though they said Funeral was the last fucking one. But Netflix came with pockets full of nickels. And they said, Tyler Perry, you questionable fuck, throw that fucking dress back on and let's do it again. And he said, okay. So, this looks like a straight to Netflix movie. It looks a little worse than a straight to Netflix movie because these Madea movies, they don't look great to begin with. So picture one of those that goes straight to streaming. They just got rid of all the Jesus shit altogether. When Tyler Perry started out doing his stage plays and shit, it was all centered around like Jesus and that kind of thing, having that kind of, it's gone.
These a lot are of people just, find Jesus offensive, Tom.
Well, that's up to each person. That's up to them. That's not to tell for me to tell you what the fuck to be offended by. But I'm going to tell you now, these are just fucking stoner comedies now. That's all there is to it. The majority of the jokes in this movie all revolved around weed in some form or another. I guess there's some fucking Irish guy out there who does the same shtick as Madea. So they brought fucking him on down to do his whole Bagora shit while he's wearing a fucking dress. So now you got fucking two dudes in dresses. Like, I'm supposed to laugh at that and not accept it. So, you know, that's kind of questionable.
A true crossover movie, huh?
Joe, apologize.
No, because, you know, it's like when, it's like a issue of Marvel Team Up, but in movie form.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. I didn't watch it. You're the fucking sap.
I wouldn't say that.
That you watched it?
No, I watched it.
Okay. Yeah, I've only seen two Madea movies. One, because you said it was great and it sucked. And another, I don't know why the fuck I watched it. But I did like the one with Martin Lawrence where it's a family reunion or something. That was pretty good.
That was Big Mama's House 3.
Right. Shit, right?
The reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one, what the fuck is it about? It's about stereotypes.
Oh.
If you like laughing at stereotypes, this movie's for you.
I do.
Yeah, there's a lot of laughing at stereotypes in this one. Shit. I know Sonic, or Sanic, however the internet wants to say it.
The Hedgehog?
The Hedgehog, the movie. They had a whole big thing with Olive Garden in that movie, and I think Tyler Perry beat them. They said, oh, we're all going out to dinner, going to the Red Lobster. So you think it's just, you know, it's just going to cut to a scene with them sitting in the fucking... Nope, it's like a commercial shot where they pan over the building. They get a close-up of the building and the Red Lobster fucking sign and just plastered all over the whole screen. And despicable. I think that would be the fucking word for it, would be despicable. Again, there's some legitimately funny parts in here. It's just like, well, if he wants, he could make some pretty fucking funny shit. But then everything else is just like head-shakingly terrible. It's fucking... I like smoking a little sherm and laughing at the poor quality of these Madea movies, because every so often it'll hit you with a legitimately funny joke. But there's just enough terrible filmmaking and just awful, awful, awful to keep you entertained. This one was pretty good because, I mean, they ramp up the vulgarity, which is fucked up to say because fucking Medea's funeral is based around a dead guy's hard-on. So, I mean, these fucking movies just keep getting a little more vulgar and a little more vulgar. And now, fucking, it's pretty much just a stoner comedy, which is fucking mind-blowing. It started out as like these Jesus plays for old black ladies. Now fat drunks are watching it going, their lighting's wrong. So if you got Netflix and you got a couple grams in your pocket, go watch it. Why the fuck not? Crack a beer open and enjoy yourself. You'll get a few genuine laughs, but you'll just laugh at the sheer ridiculous. It's just like I was thinking about it. It's just like I'm just laughing at stereotypes. That's all this fucking is. And I enjoy it. So would recommend. Better than fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre for sure.
Well, they're spending that money, Netflix, you know, on movies like that and to bring Madea back. So they did
Back from the Dead.
They did hike up their price this past week too. You know,
but I think it's okay. I'm grandfathered in.
We're getting that quality. Quality, whatever.
I've been checking that shit because they always talk about the price hikes and shit. But I think I'm still where I'm at. I think so I'm using the same account I did when I did the fucking DVD by mail shit fucking 28 years ago.
Yeah.
So I think they grandfathered me.
You were one of the first ones, yeah.
I fucking... Yeah, I think I was, Joe.
Maybe MoviePass will take you back with open arms, you know?
We talked about that. If you want to go see that fucking guy's video, fucking, he's selling a bunch of fucking nothing. Go to the fucking Facebook page and scroll through. A couple weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago now, the fucking MoviePass guy's like, it's coming back and listen to my pitch, and it's a bunch of fucking nothing. I can't wait for him to sell me ads so I can get points for free tickets while I pay $50 a month for fucking nothing. Can't wait to see what they roll out. Would you rewatch
Pan's Labyrinth?
Classic fairy tale. Bless you. Go get a Kleenex.
Yeah, so you've seen this one. I've seen this one. Rewatching stuff from the collection again, but I knew this one was going to stay. I know it's a good movie. And yeah, we've talked about it before and I still like it. You know, it's got a lot of good shit in it. It's got some real good violence. Looks good for the most part. Now that, you know, it's been how many years later, some of it is starting to look like it's showing its age on some of those effects. But for the most part, it holds up and it's staying in the collection, Tom.
I mean, I like it. I fucking like the monsters and that shit. They're technically cool. The fucking designs, give or take, whatever. But I mean, they're pulled off well. But it's just missing that one fucking thing. And I think it's that Paddington's mom doesn't have sex with a fish in it.
Well, I mean, you could definitely tell, like, these guys were not, you know, they didn't just stop at high school with the technical theater. You know, they took that shit to college and, you know, probably, you know, even after that took an apprenticeship somewhere. So, yeah, it looks great.
Thank you. I didn't do shit. I bought the DVD, if that means anything.
And yeah, I was watching the DVD. I don't have it on Blu-ray, and I don't really feel the need for Blu-ray like I did The Devil's Backbone. You know, that one I liked enough. Like, yeah, I'll upgrade that one. This one, you know, it's a great movie, but it's not my favorite. So,
it's The Devil's Backbone, the one with old Sancho?
Yeah.
He stole your nachos, I heard.
Old Santi.
Good remember effect. That one.
Very simple, very good.
Very nice, very evil. Mm-hmm. Joe, have you seen Cameron's Closet?
I have seen Cameron's Closet. I believe I own a copy.
Oh, no.
I believe the copy I have might be Trauma, or maybe that's Monster in My Closet. One
that
of the two.
Monster in My Closet. Okay. And that one I have never seen, even though every single fucking used DVD place I've ever been to had 8 copies of that and Drawing Flies. Anyways, Cameron's got a monster in his closet. It's not really a monster. It's a demon.
It's a demon, like, right? Or a force of evil or some shit. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it has some wild shit in it, but it's really not a monster. There is a monster in the closet, but I mean, you go in the closet and it's like a maze made out of cardboard and shit. I'm going to recommend it for sure.
I remember digging it. I remember being surprised by it.
It's got some wild shit in it for sure. This is one of those you got to get fucking pizza and beer. And if you have friends, I don't. So I watched it by myself. But if you're having like a fucking shit movie night, throw this on with a couple other ones and you'll have a good time. Because there is some wild fucking shit in it.
I'll have to rewatch it. I don't remember it all that well.
It's worth checking out. It's on Prime.
You didn't even have to be in proximity to the closet, right? Because I remember there was some like
You didn't
exterior Joe. Scenes that like
the closet hey, door could be shut,
right? And it could get you from there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
fuck it. But there is some wild shit. It's just, you know, there's not a fucking good monster in the closet or a monster under the bed movie, and there really fucking should be one of each. At least there should be one fucking classic monster under the bed movie and one fucking classic monster in the closet movie. But the only thing close we got is that fucking little idiot kid who ran away in Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction.
So I bet you were really disappointed in Monster's Ball, right?
Monster's Ball.
I don't worry about it.
No, that's Monster I was thinking of. Monster's Ball. What the fuck is that?
Or is it Monster Ball?
Is it Monsters Inc.?
No, this is the one with Billy Bob Thornton and I don't remember her. Halle Berry.
Oh, I know what you're fucking talking about. Yeah, I never seen that shit. And don't say that fucking Howie Mandel movie either, because that ain't what the fuck I'm talking about.
Little Monsters?
Mm-hmm, with a Z.
Yep. Re-released through Vestron's resurrected title. Yeah.
Lionsgate style. I did.
I'm sure you did.
But I mostly get that shit for the fucking documentaries. We talked about it. It's whatever. I mean, I seen it when I was a kid. I don't really give a fuck about it now. The documentary was all right. So somebody out there, please don't make it shit. But I got three movies you got to make. And if you make them fucking halfway cool, you're good. We need a fucking Monster Under the Bed movie that doesn't suck the whole room of dicks. We need a Monster in the Closet movie that's better than fucking Monster in the Closet, which Joe might have seen and I haven't. Maybe I'll watch it next week. Be like, oh man, Monster in the Closet's that movie. But it's not, because it's Trauma. And a Scarecrow movie. So if you can make fucking halfway decent those three movies, $3. I'll so give a dollar to Monster, each of you.
Monster in the Closet, I don't think it's like one of their movies that they made altogether. I think it's just one of the things that they picked up.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
How good's the movie going to be if Trauma released it? It's not going to be better than Cannibal the Musical.
They That's had the a few things they on got. Their label that they released that I thought was good, and this may be one of them. I can't
that remember. It was good, sure, but is it going to be better than Cannibal the Musical?
Oh, yeah, anything's better than Cannibal the Musical. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd rather watch basketball again. Nah, no, I wouldn't.
But you like singing and shit, and there's a lot of that in Cannibal the Musical.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I finished up the Bastan trilogy from Spain. That started with The Invisible Guardian. I don't remember what the second one was called, but this third one is called Offering to the Storm. And as you remember, we talked about, maybe a couple of years back when I just recently remembered, oh shit, I never watched the third one. Let me finish this up. Hopefully it has a recap. Nope. Off to Wikipedia I go, read their plot summaries. Okay, I'm all caught up. Yeah, this is about a cult in a small village, a hamlet, if you will, in Spain, Emily. that they're killing babies, killing kids, a lot of ritual killings. And this movie, it finally comes to a head. We find out who the killer was, and our detective, Amalia, she's fucking around on her husband in this, and then not good. They got a newborn. And she's hoeing it up. Oh, man, not good.
So you're that motherfucker who's been poking me in my head when I've been trying to sleep and shit.
And it turns out the head of the cult is none other than this guy she's been fucking. Yeah, so that's real lame, but that's been predictable since like the last movie. They kind of like let you, you know, if you hadn't figured this guy out from last movie, you're dumb. You're just dumb, you know? You're like Scooby-Doo dumb. Oh, fuck, I didn't know it was the gardener that introduced himself right at the beginning of the episode. But overall, the shit's pretty cool. They have some subplots, too, that don't go anywhere. But it's a cool trilogy, you know, if you're into thrillers, you know. Not a lot of thrillers anymore. We used to have a lot of them, but now it's all bullshit. You know, it's all Medea's.
Fucking bullshit.
Texas chainsaws and, you know, shit like that. You know, hey, but hey. That's what the rubes like. Give the rubes what we already know they like. Let's not try anything new.
They're pandering to a crowd.
Oh, shit. Let's make a multiverse movie again. They really liked it last time. Yeah. So Tom, what'd you watch?
That's it.
Okay. So, I watched another film from the All the Haunts Be Ours box set, Tom. This movie is from Iceland.
Oh, I heard it's cold.
It's called Tilbury.
What?
Tilbury. And it's what? From the old Icelandic.
Is I'm that not writing that one down.
Legend that in times of need or when they're really desperate, women can summon this this creature, a Tilbury, that will bring them milk from other women or other people's pastures, other cows, you know.
And, oh, so it is cow milk.
It's cow milk. Okay, and that sucks. But it's tainted because this creature is carrying it in its belly.
Tainted first milk.
And say, hey, I got a belly full, mama, and he's got to release it into the little fucking still, and they make butter out of it. And well, this is more of a modern take, and I did look up this legend, couldn't find out anything about it, so they made up this legend, I think, just for this movie. This guy, he goes to this town and he's looking for this girl he used to like when he was little. Turns out she's hooked up with a Tilbury, an old fucking ugly dude that's in the British military. And she's dancing around with him, having a good time. And the thing is, once you're hooked up with a Tilbury, you grow a teat on your inner eye, and the Tilbury gets to suck off of that teat. So it is a weird fucking movie. It's like one of the strangest things I've seen in a while. It's good. I mean, it's like I'd recommend it because it's just so bizarre. So yeah, you got back on track with this one, Severin. This one is folk horror and it is weird as shit. There's two short films as extras on this. I haven't watched those yet, but I think they're also from Iceland. Hopefully there is good. Hopefully there is weird, but I doubt it, but we'll see. Definitely recommend Tilbury. Hey, your bots are on here again. So yeah, that's all I got. Tilbury.
Hey Joe, you hear that?
Sounds like the room's shifting around, maybe.
Okay. Well,
we're watching Cube movies. Cube, what this movie's called. And it came out in 19 something. I don't know.
97.
Directed by Vincenzo Nizza something. The guy that maybe directed Splice? I don't remember. I guess you didn't look it up. But yeah, this movie. You got people that wake up and they're trapped in a cube. This cube has doors, small little doors on each side of the cube. They end up finding other people. They connect and they got to use all their gifts to work. All right,
now you're making it sound like they're fucking mutants.
To get out of the cube. But If that wasn't hard enough, there's death traps in some of these cube rooms. And that's the movie. That's essentially the movie.
So tune in next week and talk about Cube 2. Oh boy, Joe. You like this one, do you?
I thought it was all right. Yeah, I thought it holds up enough to where I'm going to keep it in the collection. It's a long Twilight Zone episode without it trying to tell you, ooh, racism's bad, or you know, shit you should already know. I thought it was okay. The acting is really, really subpar. You know, nobody's believable. Nobody carries their role well. I don't know, Tom. It's just, you know, just kind of weird. Yeah. But I thought it was cool. You know, I still think it holds up. But I know you didn't like it. This is definitely not a Tom movie. Like, you want, oh, shit, when they go to this next room, I know for sure there's going to be a monster in there. It's not a monster.
I wanted one of the rooms to be a chamber of farts. That would have been nice.
Maybe in the next one.
I could appreciate it from like a movie making standpoint, how they had just this one box they made and made it look different by turning it around or lighting it a different way. Like, I can appreciate that. They had this idea. They had a limited budget. They were able to make this one set room of this.
They had one guy that took technical theater that was able to do that. Yeah.
Like, I could appreciate that. It's just, all right, so why are you guys here? Why am I supposed to give a fuck about any of you? You're just people thrown in here, I guess, for no reason. Fuck it. Bye. And that's the movie.
We get a little bit of backstory on each of them, you know.
But but why are they there? Why should I give a fuck? Just because you're there? I mean, the thing you is, could all be rapists.
It's lost to whatever. That was the point of it, is that there is no point. Like, much things in life, or many things that the government does, there's no point to it.
Was it the government?
Fuck it, we started doing
it. Are you spoiling shit? I haven't seen any of the series.
I don't remember if the other two have any answers or not. I can't remember. I just know in this next one, it's not just a cube. It's a hypercube. But we'll get to that next week.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll give me more. I just need a little more than, okay, you're here, now you're not. Peace.
Yeah. These movies are on Tubi. If any, you know, has a desire to watch them, you can watch them there with plenty of nice commercials and stuff, you know.
Let's see. The guy's head getting fucking netted apart or whatever at the beginning, that was all right. And then the fucking acid head, that was all right. But after that, it was just a bunch of nerds sucking on buttons, and I didn't really give a fuck.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't think you would.
Well, thanks for choosing this one, Joe.
But one thing I know you do like, and it's a good cliffhanger, and fucking Roy Thomas left us with a doozy last week when he had Spider-Man's plop into some quicksands. How's he going to get out of quicksands? How would he do that, Tom?
Does Kazar get him out?
You're right. Easily. Okay. You just, you know, use your little fucking web shooters and shoot up to a branch and pull yourself. Oh, shit. That branch broke. How's Spidey going to get out now?
Doesn't Kazar get him out?
That's right. Old Kazar.
Okay.
And pulls him out. Yeah, as we established, this one is King Kong. It's they ripped off the plot to King Kong, but now they threw in Kazar, whatever the fuck you want to call him. Doesn't matter because he's a shitty character. He's a ripoff of Tazan.
Tazan.
Yeah, and as you expect, Kazar and fucking
Kazar
Kraven the hunter go at it. Kraven had taken Gwen
Kraven and his adopted baby.
Yeah, of course, Kraven kidnap Gwen Stacy and say, "Hey, you're gonna be my jungle bitch from here on out." Whatever. This issue is just a bunch of whatever, man. Like almost all of them. Spider-Man as a comic, I'm thinking, sucks. Just sucks.
Can't wait till the Canadian Savior comes aboard.
Like,
and
I was kind of drunk last week. Did I mention like the cover?
You were kind of drunk. Holy shit, I drank 6 beers just on the show.
Yeah, well, like last month, it starts, like, Marvel started doing a house style with their covers, which is like a framed cover. So it's got like a little frame, then it's all the covers from this era of Marvel, they kind of suck. And the stories do too.
Opposed to the ones before?
Well, even worse, I think.
Think of the cover of Amazing Spider-Man issue 1.
This is telling me
that doesn't suck a dick.
A very low point for Marvel. It's most of their books are just shitty. And like if you dig through and you find some old back issues and you see that style of cover, guarantee you it's going to suck.
Find it in that 50 cent bin.
Maybe. Some of them may be worth money, but doesn't mean they don't suck. Jumping.
Tune in next week for another pile of suck.
Much, much forward. A graphic novel I just finished this evening is Carnage USA.
Oh, shit.
Read this one, Tom?
This the Clayton Crane
one? And Zeb Wells.
Fuck, is this the one with the Iron Man suit?
We do have several symbiotes.
In the Iron Man suit? One of the covers is him wrapped around a flag. One of them's Uncle Sam, maybe?
Yeah, they're all like patriotic type shit.
Whenever this first came out, I read it, but that was a while ago, and I'm not a big Carnage guy. And it's digital art, right?
Clayton Crane's stuff is, yeah, I think it's done on a computer. His art's weird. I mean, I've seen it look really good, and then I see it look really bad, and most of the time it's just really confusing. Like, you can't make out what's going on.
Because it has these weird shadings, but the colors are like, that's not by hand.
Right. The story, though, it's a Carnage just shows up.
Is it a bunch of little Carnages?
All kinds of carnages, animal carnages. He takes over the whole
team. Are there like a bunch of little ones? Like Army of Darkness?
No.
No, what the fuck?
But he takes over the whole town, and I didn't know he could do this. He could turn other people into carnage.
Wait, is this with the diner? Is the diner at the beginning?
Was there a diner?
And he murders everybody at the... Maybe that's Deadpool versus Carnage. I don't fucking know. I've read it, though. It's somewhere.
He does kill a lot of people. They send in the Avengers to get him. And I forget, Spider-Man was in the Avengers at that time. And he takes over. And the Thing. The Thing comes along with him, too. Except Spider-Man gets away. So they call in, like, some army Venoms. To come fight him. These are all characters I don't know. You know, there's one that has like a Venom dog. They're all army dudes. They all have their specialty.
Does one of the dogs, is there like a scene where the freeway's all fucked up or there's a bunch of cars piled up and like a dog's on top of a car and Venom's like, or Carnage's like, tee-hee! With the dog by him?
No.
Man, that's probably Deadpool versus Carnage too.
Then the real Venom shows up, but he's not the real Venom. He's Flash Thompson.
Yeah, okay, I've read it then. If it's Flash Thompson, for sure.
He fights Carnage, and there's a scene where they like get rid of both their symbiotes or whatever.
He's crawling, I'm going to get you.
Yeah, so they're both two cripples without legs fighting it out. But... This storyline, it starts out really good. You know, the first two issues are badass, and then it becomes typical Marvel shit after that. Not good, but what a start. What a start.
I wish I could remember more than the art style and the covers.
Because, I'm not a fan never been a fan of Venom. So, of course, I never gave a shit about Carnage either. And now, all these other Venoms, and there was even a chick Venom, and she was, purple or something. I didn't know who these people were, but not impression on me that I gave a shit.
I want to say maybe it's the Future Foundation ones, but, dude, it's been so long since I've read this, I guess, Carnage book, and the only reason I guess I got it is because What's-His-Nuts was in it. Oh, I'm trying to remember, but I don't remember shit. I remember the covers for sure. Issue number one is Carnage with a flag around him.
Yeah.
Shit. Joe, I'm going to say give the Agent Venom run a shot. Get the first trade paperback, the actual first Agent Venom run. You know what I'm saying? When that started, Venom, it'll be Venom number one. I think it's it might be a big Venom on the cover. Otherwise, I think it's a flag in the background with Agent Venom with a couple guns. But give that one. Who is it? Rick Remender, maybe? I think so, but it's good shit. He's a fucking miserable drunk with no legs.
So he's the dude that just wrote the Uncanny Avengers that I read, which was, it was all right.
That recently came out?
Somewhat. I mean, I'd say within the past 5 years or so. But
Uncanny Avengers.
And the X-Men. Who's the
team?
Wolverine, Scarlet Witch, Havoc is the leader.
Okay, I didn't read that shit. I was thinking of that one with Punisher, Venom, Wolverine, Elektra.
That might be Savage Avengers or some shit.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's what it is. That's fucking dog dicks.
Yep, with Conan.
Yeah.
Conan into that.
Yep. That's fucking dog dicks. But yeah, check out that Agent Venom run. It's good until he fucking turns into Space Knight, and then you can just throw that shit in the garbage. But yeah, that's probably one of the best comic runs for me until it just sucks a dick. They fucked it up because they wanted to keep that fucking ROM copyright, so they had to turn Venom into a fucking Space Knight to keep the fucking copyright.
But they don't have the ROM copyright.
They have the Space Knight copyright, though, Joe. Fucking pricks. God damn it. It's horrible. That's some of the worst shit ever. So if you also want to read some of the worst shit ever, continue reading Venom after he goes into space and becomes a guardian of the galaxy. Oh, my God. And then they go to the planet of the symbiotes and they talk about how they're all good and they're protectors of the world, but they get corrupted by evil thoughts of their hosts. So fucking limp-wristed. That's Marvel for you, Joe.
It is.
That's Marvel for you.
It is.
Read any more funny books?
I didn't.
Hey, Joe, you like lists?
Sometimes, Tom, sometimes.
How is this one? This was your pick from last week.
It turned out to be okay.
Okay.
So we're doing our favorite things that start with the letter H.
Yes, we are, Joe.
That was my drunken choice last week. And for honorable mentions, Tom, Hammer films, you know, Christopher Lee and all that shit, Peter Cushing.
Fucking hate them.
Then I have the Herculoids, one of my favorite cartoons growing up.
What was it? Was that their fucking noise?
Yeah, the little schmooze. Then I have the greatest werewolf movie ever made. And that's The Howling.
Well, I didn't know we could do movies, but that makes sense. All right, whatever.
Then I have the Heath candy bar.
Pretty good.
I don't
good.
Like a lot of candies, but that shit's... So.
Do you ever have a score?
I have scored.
S-K-O-R.
I don't think I have.
They're like Heath, but better. Give what it a shot. It I don't know. I think they're made with love.
Ah, okay. They're made with that milk that the Tilbury gets, right?
Mm-hmm. Thigh milk.
And then I have the TV show Hannibal. I really liked that show, Tom.
Okay.
But only enough for it to make an honorable mention.
Mm. It's pretty good, Joe.
Thank you, Tom.
It's pretty good. For my honorable mentions, I have the Humpty Dance. You remember that?
I
Come
do.
Come on, do the Humpty Hump.
I know. And there was your chance.
And then I have a product that fortunately I haven't had to use, but it's good to know that it's there. And that's hemorrhoid relief cream.
One day, Tom. One day.
And then I have the... You remember that? The Harlem Shake. You remember when that was a big thing?
It's been a big thing a few times.
And then I have something I think we could both appreciate is heavy-duty garbage bags.
Those are good.
They
Those
are
really good. Keep plenty at the shop.
They're good.
Mm-hmm.
And my final honorable mention is a tool we all know and love and use. And it would be hard to get shit done without it. And that's the hammer.
I always pick up the hammer.
Mm-hmm. Those are my honorable mentions.
Pretty good, Tom.
Thank you. Number 10.
Some of you all wouldn't believe it, but I do like to go hiking. Yep. Go out on vacation or whatever. Lisa and I will hit the trail, or we stay out at a cabin. We'll go out through the woods and shit. Hiking.
Well, Joe, my number 10 is home, because, Joe, that's where the heart is. Or that one, that's fine. I don't give a fuck. Number 9.
Number 9, it's one of my favorite video games, at least, that starts with an H. And that is the Half-Life series of games. I think there's only two of them. At least I only played two of them. Half-Life. Badass fucking games. If you liked Half-Life, you can go to fastcustomshirts.com and get yourself the Dr. Freeman shirt. Or maybe it's called Gordon Freeman. I don't know. Look under video games. You'll eventually find it.
Number 9, not the best. But if you're giving them out, I'll take one. And those are hand jobs. What else can I say?
I don't know, Tom.
All right. Number 8.
At number 8, I have Hellboy. Whether it's in comic form, cartoons, movies, I tend to be entertained.
You want him to grip your dick and pull it?
Mm-mm.
That hurt, I'd think.
I didn't say Hellboy hand jobs. I just said Hellboy.
You think that's a hot mitt he has, or is it just stone?
It's probably rough. Probably wouldn't be
Oh, good. No, that's how Hellboy roll. Joe, my number 8 are hoagies.
You do look a good hoagie, Tom.
I do.
Although you should lay off on that stuff.
I'll do what the fuck I want.
I know. I know.
Number seven.
At number seven, I like a good hazy IPA. Wish I had one right now. I sure fucking wish I had one right now.
Joe, my number seven. Hats.
Hats.
Like me a good hat, Joe.
You do. You do.
But there's six more things I like better that start with the letter H.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out right after this.
So while Tom's over there, you should head over to his website, dwmproductions.net. He's added a whole bunch of new, no, well, he hasn't really added a whole bunch of new shit, but he's got a bunch of old shit that's pretty good. You should definitely check it out. He's also got some of his movies for sale, or at least one of them. I don't think he has all of them. But yeah, definitely check that out. And why wait until it's Christmas time to get an ornament? You can go over there and get one right now. But Tom's back. And since he's back, we're going to be moving on to the next number.
Number six.
Number six. I do love me some hamburgers. I've been craving a hamburger.
Hamburger. A
couple of weeks now. Yeah.
I was going to put that on my list, but fuck that. I ain't eating no cheeseless burger, you fuck.
Well, honestly, that's why hot dogs didn't make my list. I prefer a chili dog.
Fucking Sanic. My number eight is the most spooktacular time of the year, Joe. And that's Halloween. Oh, spooktacular frights. And children. Number five.
At number five, I have hot wings. Hot dogs didn't make the list, but hot wings sure did.
Wish I would have thought of that. No, they're called buffalo wings. You can have your hot wings sticking to buffalo wings.
But fuck. I get them hot. You want buffalo wings? No, make that shit hot. Get out of here, fucking buffalo.
My number five, Little Herb. Slang, you see.
I do see that.
Little mouse digging. Number four.
At number four, I have heavy metal.
I love music. That shit always cracks me up, dude.
Especially when you see
people in the fucking pictures. And they're just like, yeah, you put that thumb away, you fucking idiot.
Fucking horns. It.
I'll always comment when I see those pictures, too.
Aloha.
What are we on, number four?
Yes.
My number four are Hooters, not the restaurant.
Definitely not the restaurant.
Mm-mm. Number three.
Horror. I do love some horror, whether it's movies, books, video games. I dig it all. I dig it all. And I love to criticize it.
Well, Joe, My number three is a tie. But you'll understand why. Because I have a tit growing out of my thigh. And that is Head / Hummers. Whatever you want to call it. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Would recommend.
Definitely. Had I thought of that one, it would be at my number one. But I didn't, and it's too late to change.
Too late to change. Number two.
At number two, I have hand jobs. Pretty great.
You're fucked up.
You just sit there and like, hey, this is cool. You know? Yeah. Yeah. I did. I screwed up. Didn't the slang. But still, all in all.
That's all right. Thinking about it now, I forgot to write down the Headless Horseman. But I guess that's more of a person. So, well, Joe, my number two. Holes. Preferably warm and wet ones.
I know you're talking about the movie.
No. Talking about warm, wet holes.
You, as well as I, know the greatness of Shia LaBeouf.
Mm-mm.
One of the greatest actors of our time.
Mm-mm. I am definitely not. Talking about some holes with some fucking heat and a little bit of moisture in there. If not, I can spit. So it's down the list, Joe.
I have heard that you're a spitter, Tom.
All right. Number one.
Halloween. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Unfortunately, it leads into the shittiest time of the year. But, hey, at least we have a good time right before that.
At least.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joe, my number one is something that I gave up.
Homosexuality?
And that's just because I love everybody, Joe.
I don't think you're quite done with that, Tom.
No, I'm not. But this is something I gave up. And I promised I wouldn't do it anymore.
Hallucinogens. Almost made my list. But I don't do them anymore. So.
This one's hamster style. Thank you.
Again, I don't think you've given up. But, you know, I'm sure your doctor has recommended against it.
No, that was gerbil style.
That's okay. Totally different thing.
Yes. Yeah. One's a bigger mammal.
Right, yeah. You're more into pygmy style now.
Pig meat style. Yeah. So, Joe, next week, you know what we're doing?
We're going into our... Okay, what's our
list? What are we going into?
Your new section about the chat.
That's not new anymore. Next week, we will be doing our top 10 mascots. So get ready for next week. We talk about mascots.
I'm sure we've done this one before, too, but that's cool.
You think so?
Yep, that's good. It's been a while.
No, Joe, we're going to do our favorite people who start with the letter P or have a P at the beginning or the fucking first or their last name has to have a goddamn P in it.
P people.
Yes.
Okay. So, let's see. Go into the chat. See if anybody said anything worth the shit. Jake Taft says America number one. Mike Guillaume says, I wanted to get that full car box set, but it's expensive as fuck. It is. I think I treated myself to this, Mike, after Frightmare last year.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
I remember you specifically saying, oh, I treated myself.
Yeah. Is it overall worth it? So far, yeah, it's pretty cool. He says, Eyes of Fire is fucking dope. I agree. That's been the best one so far. But this Tilbury, man, this is some wacky, weird shit. Okay, let's see. John Crisap says, is that a noise in the background or the Halloween 3 score? I don't know what that refers to. But okay. Mike says, Stacy Keach without a mustache is just Powers Booth.
No.
Yeah.
Stacy Keach has that fucking Macho Man shit going.
Brian Stewart wants to know if I'm wearing a Snuggie. If only. If only. I've heard those things are really comfortable. One day. One day. Naked HDXYZ says online strips without clothing.
Nice.
Let's see. Jake Taft says NASA Venom. Halo was a good game. Oh. And they've got a new TV series coming out for Halo. Hellboy was a video game for the PlayStation. I never played that. Do you ever play that, Tom? Hardee's. Don't like me some Hardee's.
I'm more of a Carl's Jr. guy.
Hustler Magazine. Harland Williams. I don't know who that is. Is that the place that sells paint?
That's the Rocket Man.
Harlan Ellison. I forgot him, but he wouldn't have made. And yeah, Jake, I had thought of putting whores on the list. But yeah, with the W being silent.
It would have been hookers.
Right. Oh, fuck. You see? I just wasn't thinking on this shit.
Fuck no.
Make up for that with our P people, though.
Oh, I can't wait. Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed whatever the fuck this was.
Who knows?
Head on over to dwnproductions.net. For the love of fuck, buy something, please. Or don't do it, you fuck. dwnproductions.net.
Same here. Head over to Fast Custom Shirts. Buy some fucking shirts. Buy some fucking shirts. I need money to check into my hotel room.
Are you going somewhere? You got to tell them.
I am headed to Horror Realm, my favorite convention that starts with an H.
Didn't make the list, though. Horror conventions didn't make the list either. God damn.
Didn't. I will be in Pittsburgh. I'm taking off Thursday. I'll be back Monday evening. If you're in the area and want to go to Horror Realm, come on out. It's a good time. It's a smaller show, but I dig it. I always have a good time out there.
And you heard it here, motherfucker. We're not recording Sunday.
Right. Possibly not even Monday, but we'll see.
You heard it here. It'll probably be Tuesday, you fuck. So get ready. Or don't. I don't give a fuck. Boy, God.